Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Peter Saxon with another Radio Info and Asia Radio Today Rough Cut podcast. The Athos ad server was launched globally about a month ago and has already generated thousands of downloads across the planet. It's the brainchild of Raoul Wedel, who's the founder of Wedel Software, which produces one of the most popular traffic scheduling systems in the world. What is Athos? Well, firstly, I should say, they're an advertiser on Radio Info and Asia Radio Today. At its core, Athos is an app-based scheduling algorithm that allows most any radio network using any type of playout system to place ads dynamically into their schedule in a similar way that Google and Facebook does. Here with me online from his studio in Amsterdam is Athos inventor founder Raoul Wedel to explain how it all started and, most importantly, how it will benefit radio. Welcome, Raoul.
Well, thank you for having me, Peter. Happy to talk to your audience in the Asia Pacific region on this project. It's a project that we have started 2 years ago, mainly out of necessity, and the underlying reason for starting the project was that there is a lot of need from customers of ours that are talking about doing all kinds of dynamic advertising on radio. So, if you want to have your advertisers dynamically place ads on the radio, if you want to replace the creatives or the copy dynamically, that's what people want. That's what the market is going to, and that's what the market needs to be able to be competitive with players like Google and Facebook, because they do it all the time now. So on our main origin is in traffic and billing systems. That's what it is that we do. So we made a beautiful, API that can do all of that stuff. That can do like dynamic scheduling and dynamic creative replacements. So we made it, and then we started talking with automation systems, and they said, well, it's very interesting, but how many customers do you have for it, and who's using it, and we have a backlog of new features, so we maybe next year. So it's kind of a discussion like that, and if you look at the technical landscape of automation systems of radio stations in the world, there are just I think there's more than 100 vendors even out there that are doing automation systems. And then, there are radio stations running legacy systems that are 20 years old and they're not touching it. And for, some reasons that are understandable, if something works, why are you going to change it? But if you want to move forward into that really dynamic space of selling advertising, then this is a solution that you need to address. Idea for the solution is, okay, let's take away the ad playout out of automation systems and create just an application that only plays ads, and it does it well with a lot of features that even most automation systems don't have for ad playout, with changing logs dynamically already and things like that. So it's if you just use this system to replace your ad playout, then it already does out of the box a lot of extra things that your current playout is not gonna do, but it also enables a whole new landscape of a new way of audio advertising and how that's going to be sold.
So it'll benefit the industry by providing all radio stations with a service that's agnostic to any automation system and it's free to use.
Yes.
What about advertisers? Can they use AdThos to schedule from their own desk?
Well, let's say not yet. That's something that we are, of course, will be addressing in the future. What it is that we've currently done is we've just done the attribution part. And what that means is that even if you're running, you know, a 15-year-old automation system and a 10-year-old traffic system, it uploads the logs to our cloud-based solution. It records the audio. It makes an air check available. It stores that for free for 2 months, and it allows you to send an invitation to an advertiser or an agency, and you can say, okay, you can listen to your spots and when they played, you can see a list of your campaigns and playback, see exactly when it played, when it reconciled, and listen to the audio when it played. So it may seem, you know, simple, but still, you know, we're trying to provide radio stations with the tools similar to what advertisers would have in a digital space, you know, in a Google or a Facebook. You know, you can log in and you can see exactly how many impressions you had and when and with what countries. So we're trying to build a similar landscape for advertisers.
Now, I understand that the AdThos ad server has been 2 years in the making and yeah, involving more than 100 people, 19 yeah, companies in 11 countries and one planet.
Yeah.
Yes. So far.
Exactly. So far.
Without naming all hundreds of the people involved,
yeah,
can you tell us about some of those companies, who yeah, they are, and what countries are involved?
Well, there are all kinds of countries. So, for example, I would name one that's Fraunhofer for AAC coding and MP3 coding. They have worked with us on several ideas on how to do dynamic ad replacements. And we're kind of a different company than our colleagues in the radio automation space, in the sense that we are not, you know, really bound by an office where there's like people in it. No, we try to find specialists for the solutions that we have to deal with, and you know, we have audio engineers, developers in Germany, you know, that are, I think, brilliant developers. And you know, they even in Germany, they had a course that was called electronics and acoustics engineering, people having a master in electronics acoustic engineering. And I don't think that there's any education and any school on the planet that does things like that. So we try to find specialists for the problems that we have to solve dealing with this. And one of the things is that it's also a big data project, in a sense that the basis of the idea is, okay, what if we put all radio stations on the planet into a single system as an advertising solution? You know, can we? Is it possible? A and B, how can we scale to that? So you know, we kind of got started on saying, okay, our benchmark for getting started on this project is to have 2,500 radio stations, and what happens if we have 5,000 or 15,000? So this is kind of the scope of the project. So it has a lot of different disciplines, and that's why we needed to reach out with all of those different companies. Another part is integrations with automation systems. So we had to test our solution with automation systems, but of course we didn't want to give away too much to our colleagues. So we're kind of, you know, yeah, we're working on this project, but we're on an NDA. So can you help us with this? Is it going to work with you? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, we'll give it a try, yeah. We integrated with, I think, four different console providers so that you can start our ad server from your console on a button and a protocol. So that's like Axia, DHT, Wheatstone, Alavo. So there are just so many disciplines in this project that may sound simple, but is really quite complex. That's why it took a while, and it took a lot of people and companies working on it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you actually have consulted with companies that are traditionally competitors to Weedle Software.
Yes, that's correct. We're a traffic and billing provider, so we work with all of them in the space all the time. So we work with the, you know, the RCS, the Wide Orbit, or you name it. So we have common customers that we serve. So there's no animosity when it comes to that. And you know, we've also reached out to the majority of them when we launched this, saying, okay, we feel that there needs to be a solution to the cluttered technology state of radio to be able to be competitive for radio stations. And this is our answer to the solution. And you know, it's an idea that we put a lot of effort and money into, but you know, maybe it won't work. That's fine, but at least we're giving it a try and putting our money where our mouth is.
Well, that's very well. It's amazing that you've put so much effort, and in fact, that's why I'm kind of laughing, because to put that much effort for the thing to fail would be. But it looks like it will be very robust and will work.
Yeah.
What were some of the biggest challenges you had to overcome to make Atos work?
Let's say on a personal level, we were dealing with you know, COVID restrictions. So we had one team member, important team member, lose both his father and his mother from COVID. But also there were people in lockdown with their children, small children, having to work at home. So I told you about, you know, a brilliant acoustic engineer that we have working for us in Germany, and you know, he has two small children, and suddenly he has to work at home with his small two children and needs to help his small children doing Zoom meetings and stuff like that all day long. So you know, he was kind of losing it. But there's a lot of, on a personal scale, doing this with COVID depends on your personal situation. So if you're single, or if you don't have a family at home, maybe they're grown up and went out of the home, then maybe it's just going to be easy for you to work at home. But for other people, there are many problems. So that's one part. That's the COVID situation. There's a couple of challenges that have been most difficult to solve. And on a technical level, what's been most difficult to solve is to be able to really provide frame accurate ad replacement in stream. And there's a lot of people that, you know, have tried it, and if you put a lot of effort in it, then you can probably get it to work. But especially for, you know, small and mid-market radio stations, it's very hard to do that. So what it is that in the end of the day, what it is that we will provide is that there's one system where an advertiser can upload their audio, or station produces it for the advertiser, And then on the radio, the regular version is played. But when you're in Sydney, the Sydney version of the audio is being played. And when you're in Melbourne, there's another Melbourne geo-targeted version being played. So that's where what it is that we want to go to. And while stations are doing it, it's not something that has been done on a large scale.
Now, the marketing material says that the Athos app costs nothing for radio stations to download.
Yeah.
But we know there's no such thing as free lunch. So what is the business model for you?
Well, the business, there's a couple of different business models in it. The first business model is that we like to be, you know, the friendly company giving away quality software for radio stations throughout the world. But of course, we have to make a living too. So there's just a couple of simple, you know, if you compare it to your Dropbox account, in your Dropbox, you would have 5 gigabytes free, and for the extra gigabytes, you have to pay. The same, we have a couple of same plans that have went live this week. So we have, you know, your audio logging plan. So we log the audio and store it in the cloud on a low quality for 2 months, and that's for free. And if it depends on the country, some countries have regulations where stations need to store the audio for 2 months, for example. We have plans that would allow you to store it in high quality for a year, for example, if you would like to. So you can upgrade those plans. That's one thing. Another thing is that we didn't get that in the press releases yet because we didn't know when it was going to be ready. But we have like what we call a creative cloud. And that means that your production companies, advertisers, or salespeople can upload the audio onto a cloud-based storage, and the ad server then gets the audio from that location. In the cloud-based storage, it can be processed, you know, trimmed, normalized, all kinds of things, and then the ad server plays it. So there's no need to manage that storage locally. So it's kind of a hybrid solution, where we know that that most of the radio stations are, you know, running their automation system on their local infrastructure, but our system can ties into a cloud-based infrastructure for that. So that's one part of the business model, and the next business models are going to be in the next releases that are coming up throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's been less than a week since you launched Athos.
Yeah.
What's been the take up so far?
Well, it's been incredibly exciting. So we've had major groups interested. Now, I understand, you know, at a small station, when there's an engineer saying, oh, this seems like a good idea, I'm going to download it, it's going to be quicker than to have a major broadcaster doing this for 100 stations, because, you know, they need to test it and what have you. But there's been a lot of buzz and excitement also from large groups and other vendors about it. So it's off to a great start.
Well, the website, of course, has a very simple URL, www.athos.com. That's it. It suggests that it's only the beginning and there's a lot more to come.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little more hint of what's coming?
Yeah, I'll give you two hints. So it's not a secret, because that's the way that I started talking about it. So dynamic scheduling and dynamic replacement of creatives for advertising, that's one thing that's coming. And the other thing that's coming, it's going to be more, you know, in the internet space, what they call a demand-side platform. So like a portal that stations can use to create a login for their advertisers and have them log in. And like I said, we're doing this as our vision is to create a system for all radio stations in the world, and not for the Asia Pacific region, but for the US region. The system comes included with a database of all radio stations in the United States, all station owners and all formats. So if you're an iHeart and you join our system, then you need to claim iHeartMedia, and we're going to do a check, you know, are you really iHeart? But then you log in and you have your 850 radio stations lined up and ready to go. So we really try to make the platform ready for scale.
Well, perhaps you've embedded the holy grail, and congratulations. Thank you very much, Raoul.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.